USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Peace talks continue between Russia and Ukraine as the Russian invasion of Ukraine enters its 11th day. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, speaking in Europe on Sunday, says countries around the world have to support refugees.
More than words, we are taking action together to support Ukrainians and to punish Russia for what it is doing.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says Russia plans to attack the southern port city of Odessa. Zelensky adding that if the attack happens, it will be a war crime. COVID case rates continued a steep decline over the past 2 weeks, with the seven-day rolling average dropping to roughly 59,000 cases a day. That's also dropping 18% to roughly 1,900 per day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Visa and MasterCard announced Saturday they will stop all credit card transactions connected with Russian clients and banks. Visa and MasterCard are stopping all credit card transactions connected with Russian clients and financial institutions.
Former Vice President Mike Pence told Republican donors that the party has no room for Russian President Vladimir Putin apologists. Pence has also argued about the merits of NATO, standing in stark contrast to former President Trump, who has previously suggested withdrawing from the alliance. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
AAA reporting the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline, now $4.01 a gallon. The national average on Saturday was $3.92, up from $3.84 on Friday and $3.73 on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
At least six people are dead after a tornado rips through Madison County in southern Iowa. The National Weather Service saying the EF3 tornado had wind speeds of 136 miles an hour and touched down Saturday afternoon 30 miles southwest of Des Moines. Iowa's governor issuing a disaster proclamation for Madison County. Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, people in Ukraine are continuing to fight for their country.
In the Ukrainian port city of Kherson, as the battle continues with the Russians, citizens of the city are scared but will not give up. Svetlana Zorina, 27-year-old who lives with her grandmother, spoke with CNN.
Our resistance now is just to sit at home and take care of ourselves because we are scared. They already started to rape our women. There was an information from people who I personally know, a 17-year-old girl, it's happened to her and then they killed her. So we are terrified and scared, but we are not going to give up.
From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
For the second week in a row, North Korea is continuing to conduct tests needed to develop a spy satellite. The move comes as North Korea has been carrying out ballistic missile launches, including one detected by South Korea on Saturday. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.